that. But yes, you're listening to KBOO Portland. That's 90.7 FM. I have Greg O'Dell from the Last Regiment of Syncopated Drummers, also from the Society of Syncopated Drummers. Greg, could you tell us about that, the Society of Syncopated Drummers, and how that differs from...
Okay, so the Society for Syncopated Drumming, it's not drummers, it's drumming, because we're encompassing the whole culture of syncopated drumming. Our logo or our motto is to preserve and promote the art of syncopated drumming. Now, a lot of the schools, you know, in the area and across the nation have faced a lot of budget cuts with music. And we'd like to, the society would like to help bridge that gap by offering after-school drumming programs here in the city of Portland. And we've so far have worked at over 7 schools. Right now we have a current roster of 4, 3 elementary schools and 1 middle school, where we teach syncopated drumming to children between the ages of 8 and 11. Now, they're very simple beats, but the kids love it. And when they perform, it's pretty amazing to see them strapping on these drums. And yeah, we get them a little bit smaller drums, but even then, to a, you know, 8-year-old kid, 14-inch drum, that's, that gets heavy. But they rally, they have a good time, and they come up with some of their own beats. You know, I really encourage that. So that's a huge part of what we do, and we're a nonprofit 501c3. So, you know, we work on a volunteer basis, and we you know, look to donations, and we look to, you know, grant writing to help fund our projects, you know, because drum heads and sticks, they cost money. Just everything, it's hard. It's a labor of love, really. And I love to teach. We have some great volunteer teachers, and we've just put in a couple new teachers this term for the classes. So it's, so far it's working really good, and this will be our, I guess, our 4th year in the Portland Public Schools teaching drums to kids, elementary school kids. It's super fun. And my hope is that by the time they reach junior high and high school, they will be saying, hey, where's my band class? I want to play a drum, or I just want to play some music. So since they don't have that experience in elementary school so much, I'd like them to be able to get to junior high or high school and say, hey, I'm ready to play some music. Where are we at? You know, and maybe they'll even come join our group, you know, when they get old enough to put on a full-size drum. We also celebrate the history of syncopated drumming. Like Mark called up and he talked about his group he started in 1983, you know, and it's still going. Some of the groups, they don't last, they haven't been around anymore. I think Long Beach Junior Concert Band has done its last parade, and which is really sad, because they were the nucleus of syncopated drumming. They started in 1952 and were run by Marvin Marker, who put the band together, and syncopated drumming became the sound of his group. The drummers in that group, they were syncopated drummers. And it wasn't just drums. They had tuba, they had saxophones, trombones, horns, pageantry. Yeah. I mean, it was like 300 kids marching down the street, and a drum section of 30 kids hammering on the drums, and it was quite a sight. And that really influenced all the high schools in the neighboring area. So all the high schools said, hey, we want to do drums like this for our band. So all the high schools around town, there was Woodrow Wilson was one of the top drumming groups. Like Mark was part of Woodrow Wilson, Milliken, Lakewood, Downey, El Toro even. So you know, I guess there's a lot of history down there. Syncopated drumming all started around the Long Beach Junior Concert Band with Marvin Marker. And like I said, that started in 1952, so that's been going well over 60 years.
Yeah.
And they do a drummer reunion every year, and we like to help, the society likes to help support that by bringing drums to their Long Beach Junior Concert Band drummer reunion. We bring drums down, we bring information, equipment, anything that can help their reunion be successful and fun. We also like to help other reunion groups. There's a group that's currently starting up in Long Beach called the Long Beach Drummers. They've done a couple different events, high school reunions. They did a boat parade. And Pat Jennings, he leads up that group, and he's also our Long Beach connection to help with the society's work down there. He's volunteered his time to help bring drums, and you know, we help curate drums for them. We know we've built and got drums for their group. So we do a lot of different work, you know, mainly the education with the children, and then also helping support and celebrate the past, and really try to, you know, try to be a hub for this culture of drumming, you know. And we have a great website if you want to look it up. We're at www.syncopateddrumming.org, and that's where you'll find the society page. You'll see the stuff, the work we do with the kids and in the schools, and you'll see the work we do with the reunions and the history archiving. It's really interesting. It's great to see how deep this kind of drumming goes. I have some interesting stuff I wanted to play you.
What's interesting stuff? I'm all for it. We have music to put on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it, Greg? Well, tell us.
Well, this first little bit, I wanted to take us back. I've done a fair amount of research asking older drummers, like, where did syncopated come from? Where did this drumming style start? I want to find the original thing. I want to find the original. Where did this start? And several drummers pointed me to a fellow named James Crump, or he went by JT Crump, and he was a drummer in the Long Beach Youth Band, and that was back in 1958. Now, Long Beach Junior Concert Band was started in 1952, so I want to believe they were starting some syncopation there, but I think they're between the Long Beach Youth Band and Long Beach Junior Concert Band, there was a little bit of rivalry, and the way these rivalries worked back with the old drummers, one band would come up with a beat, the other band would hear it and say, hey, that was cool, we should try that in our group, you know, and to be this back and forth. It was a friendly rivalry, you know, but I think it was pretty cool and pretty healthy for the community to try to bounce these beats off other bands. But anyway, I went in. I had the pleasure of talking to James Crump, or JT Crump, and he told me a little bit about his experience. And what I'm going to play for you is a little bit of part of that interview, and then one of the very first cadences he wrote for the Long Beach Youth Band. And now it's only a snare drum and bass drum, but you could hear where he started to put syncopation into the drum beats. And let me play this interview with JT.
Sure, yeah.
I did this about 2 years ago, and yeah, he's well into his 70s, so, but he was a great guy to talk to. So are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's ready. Let's
all right,
roll.
JT Crump with his cadence syncopation from 1958.
I was a fanatic behind drums. I mean, my whole life, not now, going back in time, everything I did, drumsticks were always in my hip pocket or in my hand. I'm always playing on the side of the wall or whatever's there. So I became very good at what I did, even though I didn't know it at the time, but when I went to Lombard's Youth Band, I could play better than the drummers that they had. So the better drummer is the one who usually teaches the others. Obviously, if I'm the one, then I'm putting my cadences in there with whatever they had. And my cadences come from me playing drum solos.
Did you name your cadences certain names?
The syncopation was the word that I came up. I don't know how the word syncopation come up with, but that was what was used way back then.
And that was the name of your cadence?
No, I didn't have a name. Okay. I didn't even have nothing. It was just something I would show them how to do, and we would practice it. There was nothing that was going to go any further than playing wherever the Long Beach Youth Band went.
Right.
But then I heard Marvin's drummers, you know, playing my cadences. They would be ahead of us in a parade, so they'd finish first, and obviously they're going to watch the other Long Beach band come if they're not that far behind.
Right.
And we would come, and we would do our cadences, and believe me, we knew the competition. And because Marvin was bigger than us, but we had better drum section. So we would really, you know, hands a little bit higher, or a little bit more, a little whatever. Then I heard them doing our cadences. I said, oh, okay. It wasn't an insult. I never did think of it as they took my cadence. I always considered it, now I consider it an honor. Then, that's fine.
Hey there. Hi there, ho there. This is Sean. It's a little bit after 7 p.m. and part of the show also entails that I have to give away some tickets. So we're going to play some music, but after the music plays, if you're the third caller, the tickets are going to be for the band Orgone. They're a soul music band. You may know them. I believe they're from Seattle. I'm not sure. I know the Polyrhythmics are, but Orgone, I think they're called. Orgone. They're playing at the Aladdin Theater on the 25th, which is coming up this Friday at 9 p.m. So be the third caller after the music starts and to 503-231-8187. Third caller will be the winner of the pair of tickets. And your name will appear on the guest list, and you cannot have won anything in the last 30 days to be eligible for this ticket giveaway. So when the music starts playing, be caller 3-503-231-8187. You go to see Orgone at the Aladdin Theater on the 25th of January, which is this Friday at 9 p.m. So without further ado, we're going to roll some music.
All right. Can I introduce this real quick?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. So what we just heard was J.T. Crump playing his cadence, which was listed as syncopation on the 1958 album Success by the Long Beach youth band. And some people say that was the one of the first syncopated cadences that came out of Long Beach. You know, all this is up for debate, but this is what I found. And I got a little interview that somebody sent me from Marvin Marker, and we're going to play a little bit of that, and then we'll go roll right into their Long Beach Junior Concert Band LP from 1975. You'll hear what their drum section sounded like in 1975. So here we go. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yes, 68 or 69, and took my basic training at San Antonio at Lackland Air Force Base. And one of the things that we witnessed every day, depending on where we were doing our exercises and so forth, was the Drum and Bugle Corps. And they were out marching every day and playing. And what I noticed was a rather unique situation of one snare drum and a bass drum, and playing some very tight sounding, what I would call somewhat syncopated street beat. It was more of a jazz style than just plain rat-a-tat-tat, and I liked it. And but then when I came back to Long Beach Junior Concert Band, I took the basic idea, added tenor drums, cymbals, so forth, and started the very first of many years of syncopated street beats. And that was our first street beat. We called it Lackland. And from that point on, the young people in the organization themselves would create the street beats, and then they would play them, and then they would vote on them. And at that point, they've got probably several dozen unique street beats which are named, and they have hand signals which indicate which is the next street beat to come, because they can't hear themselves or listen to commands when they're playing. And we are doing that today.
Caller 3-503-231-8187. Tickets to Oregon this Friday. Call us. Thank you. variety there. And I would like to give a shout out. I would like to give a shout out to Lauren, who won the tickets. Lauren, you're going to see Oregon this Friday at the Aladdin Theater. You and a friend are going to see this fantastic soul music band play Friday night, Boogie Down. And still here with me is my fantastic, wonderful co-pilot tonight on the Painted Bus, Greg Odell, talking about syncopated drumming and the history of... Hey, Greg.
Hey there.
Hold on.
Am I on? All right.
Yeah, now you're on. Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, that was that music we just heard was the 1975 Long Beach Junior Concert Band drummers. Super cool, man. I loved hearing those old cadences. You know, these cadences date back to the late 50s, early 60s. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, a lot of people say, what is the difference between syncopated drumming and the regular drumming you see in high schools now, which is called rudimental? Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
I hit the wrong thing. Anyway, so one of the most famous cadences I think all syncopated drummers have played is called Lucy, and that was brought to the table by a Mr. Walt White, who is a big part of the Long Beach Junior Concert Band. And I think if you're a syncopated drummer, I think everybody's played Lucy at one time or another. It was in all the high schools. So that was written in 1966. And so this is where I'm going with this. I put together a recording of Lucy with the syncopated drummers. I think it might be, I'm not sure who it is. It might be LGSD, I'm not sure. But it's Lucy. And then I found a version of somebody, the Lakewood Band, who put Lucy in a rudimental format. So it's the same cadence, but you're gonna hear it how it was supposed to be played and then the rudimental adaption. And so you'll hear, it's a really good way to show somebody the difference between syncopated drumming and rudimental drumming. So why don't we give it a listen?
Yeah.
And you can kind of hear the difference. You'll hear the difference. Same cadence, different type of drumming. All right, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
So you could totally tell the difference. I remember asking Walt White, you want to hear this rudimental version of Lucy I found? He's like, no, absolutely not. But that to me was a good way to describe the difference of the drumming styles. You could hear much faster with the tri-toms or quad toms, and just everything's a little more hyped up, where the syncopated drumming seems a little more obvious and relaxed and just powerful, more simple and more powerful, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a, so everybody asks me, what's the difference syncopated rudimental? Well, you just heard it right there, you know. So that's why, that, you know, I'm all about syncopated drumming. Nothing wrong with good rudimental group, but, you know.
Yeah, certainly. I like that. I like the tight. I don't know how else to describe it, you know.
Right.
Let me ask you this question. Outside of syncopated drumming, what would you say is another favorite style, or maybe from another part of the globe that you might, you know, you're just as interested in?
You know, I forget the what it's called, but I've seen different groups and they do this kind of I don't know what it's called. I can't think of the name, but they play very very syncopated beats. A lot of women involved. It's like a, I want to say it's an Afro-Cuban deal. I wasn't prepared for that question.
Sorry,
but there are other groups I like that kind of fall in that same sound. You know, I like drums really much. I'm pretty open-minded. I like it all. I just happen to be real taken by the syncopated stuff we've been working on here in our group, and I've been studying about and meeting more people over the years about their experience being syncopated drummer. It's you know, it's pretty cool. A lot of people ask me, you know, where do these cadences come from?
Yeah.
You know, who writes these? Are they standard? What? Well, a lot of them are written by, you know, young people, and young people like to listen to rock music or new music. So, you know, in the case, like we listened to, we learned JD the other day, which is the same as Long Beach Junior Concert Band's new cadence, which goes to that beat, Jim Dandy, Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Yeah.
Da, 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 Jim Dandy to the rescue. So, you know, the kids take popular songs and they like to make drum beats out of them. And I try to get that across to my elementary school kids. Hey, you got a song you like? Let's make a drum beat out of it. And a lot of times they rally, you know, they'll make a cool song, you know, for their own group.
Definitely.
I put together a little bit here to show how the popular songs of the day get turned into these cadences. If I could find it here. Is this it? This is it. Okay, so we're going to hear cadences from Frankenstein by Edgar Winter Group that he dropped in 1974. Then Ted Roberson wrote that for the Long Beach City College, and it became greatly adapted by Wilson High School over the years. And now we play it to this day up here in Portland, Oregon. So, I mean, these cadences, they're like folk music. You know, they get transferred down the line. Some things get changed. I've seen other groups change Last Regiment cadences. You know, we'd hand them off. They see them on YouTube and oh, we're going to use that cadence for our band. And, you know, they do a little sticking a little different, or add a note here, add a note there. So these things kind of have a life of their own. I like to say I'm a preservationist or a purist, but, you know, I also realize that there's, you know, things have take on a life of their own. Music, blues music is a great example.
Yeah.
It gets transferred down the years from different people. And same with these cadences. So like you'll hear on this, you'll hear Frankenstein by Edgar Winter, then you'll hear Frankenstein and the drum beat. Then there's Iggy Pop, which is Lust for Life, and into the Iggy cadence. And then James Brown from The Funky Drummer, you know. So let me play a little bit, and you kind of get the idea where how these cadences come up and the inspiration a lot of the youth get for making cool drum beats for their bands to march to. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey there, we have another caller on the air. Hey, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Well, I thought I'd have to put up my law beach side. I have to represent.
Yeah, yeah, and here you are representing Dave Roberson, correct?
Right.
Are you calling in from Long Beach?
I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling the show. And, hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I love hearing Dave on the air with us, man. This is so cool. Thanks for calling.
Well, how are you, Greg?
I'm doing great, man. You got a huge smile knowing you're on the other line here, man. That's cool.
Well, I heard you talking about my brother, you know? It's just like...
Yeah, Frankenstein, man.
Well, what about Entrada?
I love that one, too.
You play that well.
Thanks, man. Well, you taught it to
me. You do play it well.
You taught it to us, so we got you to thank for passing on that great cadence and all the information you've been able to help us with, you know, this whole time. And you're still playing with the Long Beach Drummers. That's so awesome.
Well, yeah, you can call us that, but I like the way we call us now. It's the Long Beach Wilson Alumni Syncopated Drummers.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, that you are. Most of you are Wilson alumni, though, right?
Yeah, we're 98% of us are.
All right. Well, I love it.
You know what? I'm glad you talked me into playing back with these guys. It's fun.
Dave, you got any good advice for guys like Sean who are training into syncopated drumming and want to get involved with something like that, be it in Long Beach or up here with us in Portland? Do you have any good advice for new guys starting up?
Well, I've been talking to Sean on Facebook, and he told me he's starting on cymbals, which is a great start. That way he can hear everything that's going on. And I would say his next step would be go to snare. Once you learn snare and got it down, tenor, bass, everything else comes to you, you know.
Yeah.
It'll come to you. But yeah, no, he's got a good thing going with, he's starting off on cymbals, which is great. I would never, you know, every section needs a cymbal player. Or every drum line, whatever you want to call them. You remember, as, you know, Greg, as we went into a Facebook argument before, you know, I'm a section guy from my era, drum line, whatever you want to call it from then on.
Yep.
But you always need a cymbal player. So that's a great start. I will not berate anybody for being a cymbal player.
Oh, yeah, they are important. When they're not there on the gig with us or at a practice, I miss them dearly. They're timekeepers, and they keep us in line. You know, they keep us on the beat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you got to have them there. And all I can say is you start off at cymbals, go to snare or bass. You can go to bass drum too. Bass drum's another good way to get into it. Once you get into the bass drum beat, if you can really wail on it and you like playing it, stay with it. If you want, then go over to snare or tenor. As for me, I was a bass drum player when I first started, but I got lucky. I challenged somebody and beat them out on a tenor drum, and I was able to play tenor drum my first year as a drummer at Wilson. But, you got to start off on another instrument before you really get to the heavy stuff.
Yeah. I believe it. That's sound advice for anybody new coming up. Hey, I was going to play a bit of the Long Beach Wilson 1975 field tape that your mother recorded for you, and you had on cassette tape. I was going to play that for everybody so we could hear you actually hitting the drums with the group. And it's a lot how I remember hearing you guys, because it's kind of far, it seems far away, you know, and it has this really cool, like, out of this world sound to it. You know what I mean?
Well, back in our days, that was, for some reason, we wanted more sound. And we would rather want to see the other marching band marching off on our cadences than theirs. So we would really just play as hard as we could, so that when the other marching band went off, they're all off step and we're marching off perfect. You know, that was our little play. You know, that was what we were trying to do, and we did a lot of that back in our day. But and I'm sure back in your day, you had to have done it because you were the only ones that were doing it.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I just love the fact that you guys kept it going.
Yeah, my name is Bob Wadley, and I'm a alumni Wilson drummer from about the same time he was there, 75.
Yeah, Bob Wadley.
Who's this?
Dave Roberson's on their line. This is Greg Odell. I met you in karaoke from hell.
Right. Yeah. And we played together at Wilson.
Okay, wait a minute, hold on, what's the name?
My name, Bob Wadley.
Oh.
And I played with Roberson.
Jesus. Oh, God. Bob.
Ross
is this
Annis.
Bob?
This is
Bob.
Bob.
Yeah. Bob.
You remember,
okay.
Ross Annis?
Bob,
and I heard that.
I remember you very well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
We got a reunion on the phone right now.
This is great. I love it. This is, you know, all things aside about syncopated drumming, I've been trying to incorporate more call-in guests to the show. So you guys are, you know, helping me feel like I'm accomplishing my other goals outside of hosting Greg and you guys calling in from all the other places and being able to host all these great memories from the other years of the history of the syncopated drumming. So thank you all for calling in tonight.
Yeah, and let's...
And I heard the Lucy cadence up there earlier, and I was like, wow, I recognize this. Oh, it's Greg Odell.
Yeah. I'm gonna play some of... Oh, absolutely, Bob. I'm going to play a little...
All I can say is, Sean, thanks for the reunion.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, that's
Bob. I remember he was a sophomore when I was a senior.
Oh yeah, man. This is one of the best things.
I dropped out.
One of the best things about this is.
I don't know. Hey, Bob, do you remember the 4th of July?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not. I didn't think so. All right, you guys, we're going to listen to you guys playing some drum beats in 1975.
Wonderful. Hey, Greg, it's great to hear from you, and so I'm going to hang up and turn my radio up.
All right, you do it. And this.
And you know what? Hey, Greg, it was good talking to you.
Yeah.
And all I can say is, from the Long Beach City College side, go Vikes, go.
All right, man, the Vikes. They were
beautiful.
They were a great drum section.
I hope you're going to play some of that.
I'm going to play some. We'll get some.
All you guys, take care.
All right.
Hey,
we love you.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean, you know what? I will talk to you later on Facebook.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Thank you for the call. And was it Bob, the other caller? Thank you. And
have a good night.
You guys have fun.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
That's the best thing about drumming is all the friends you make over the years, you know?
Yeah.
So here's some 1975. You can turn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
We are back on.
Yeah, we are. Right. We're back on. Yeah,
cool, man. Well, there's one thing I wanted to do before we got out of here. I found an unopened record from 1973 that I want to try out on you.
Sure.
From the Santa Monica College Corsair Band, and they had some syncopated rhythms that I'm very much interested in. So let's cue that up and see what that sounds like.
All right.
Is it going?
All right, this is Santa Monica City College Corsair, 1973, syncopated. Fresh vinyl, never been played, virgin vinyl. All right, man. That's a good little clip from the 1973 Santa Monica Corsairs. I've never heard that, never opened that record yet until tonight. So it's pretty cool to hear that. One of the bands I haven't mentioned that was huge in the sections, the drum sections going off on their own, was the formation of the last generation of syncopated drummers. And they're kind of legendary in their own right, is that they were the very first group to go ahead and play a drum section all on their own as the full thing. I think that took a lot of nerve and a lot of guts to do that, because I don't know if they knew how they'd be received. I think they knew that people would like them, but they took a big chance stepping out on their own, away from the concert, Long Beach Junior Concert Band, and doing their own thing. Anyway, one of the drummers, one of the founding members, Brian McBride, has written a book called Drummers, Rites of Passage on the Parade Route, The Trainee. And I want to read a little bit to you from that, what it's like to play in a parade. Streams of sweat trickle down your back and legs, and your polished white band shoes feel like hot irons against your feet as you stand at parade rest in marching traffic jam, waiting for the Long Beach Junior Concert Band to start moving forward. Your band uniform feels like a damp, scratchy burlap bag covering your entire body, the stiff collar pressing against your throat, the heavy cloth weighing down your arms with every upward swing of your mallets. The shako on your head is a plastic ring of torture, trapping in the July heat onto your scalp. And your drum, it suddenly feels so heavy on your shoulder. The glare of the sun reflects brightly off of the chrome bumper of the car, almost blinding you as you try to make out the chaotic mess of distorted images up ahead. Horses, parade floats, flag drill teams, and clowns. Vintage convertible Cadillacs and squads of old men in Shriner caps, all converging in one congested blur as the mass of screaming spectators with patriotic streamers and balloons close in on both sides like a vice grip. No escape, you think, with the dread of knowing the physical toll you will suffer in the second half of the parade. The diesel smoke and stink of horse manure makes you want to vomit. The shrill blast of those damn plastic horns pierce your head like a spike. You start calculating your chances of making it to the end and wonder how much longer you can hammer down on your tenor drum in this heat. How long before the legs buckle? So yeah, man, that's a lot what it's like when you get out there on a parade route playing syncopated. It's pretty hard. And those guys in their wool uniforms, that was tough. Southern California, summertime parade, upwards of over 100 degrees on some of those streets. I also wanted to shout out to some of the cool places in town that help us get equipment. One being Revival Drum Shop. I'd like to say thank you to Jose and Carrie and everybody over there for helping me out. Jose put up a really cool book called The Stoic Drummer, and I got a couple quotes from there. It's a book of quotes that motivational for music. So here's a couple. What is really essential? And then, a drummer's thinking should be a year ahead of the technique. Shelly Man. Never threaten to overwhelm. Pretty cool.
Yeah, cool stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd also like to thank Rhythm Traders, Sarge, and everybody over there for helping us out. We got about 5 minutes left, right?
Yeah, 5 long minutes, 4.5.
Should we roll that first track on the Tsunami record?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right, that's 45, remember. So yeah, if you want to check us out, www.lastregiment.com. You can find out about syncopated drumming, where we're performing this year, how to get involved. Also, the Society for Syncopated Drumming, which we do education through elementary and middle schools, our thunder drumming programs there, and also helping preserve and promote the history of this great drumming that's started in Long Beach, California, and is finding its way into different cities across the nation. If you're interested in setting up a drum group, give us a call, and we'd love to help you get started, give you information how to do that. So he's queuing up right now our very first LP. We just put out this LP. This is our cadence is called Tsunami. We're going to wrap it up with this.
And this is also, I'd like to announce, this is also available on Bandcamp. Is that correct?
Yes, Bandcamp.
Yeah, so if you like this recording that you're hearing right now, go check out The Last Regiment of Syncopated Drummers on Bandcamp. And thank you. I'll be doing some radio on Thursday. I'll be doing radio Friday after 10 p.m. So check me back out. Check me out back then. Come back. Cheers.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Greg, for coming down.